I got another question for you, actually.
Yeah, sure.
I've read a couple interviews with you saying how you think if there's grown-ups that are reading superhero comics, there's kind of a problem with them in the head.
Some superhero comics, sure, yeah.
Right. But you wrote a recent episode of Justice League Unlimited, right? So how did
it's a kid show.
Yeah. So how did you approach it, thinking...
as a kid show. I really went back to the stuff I liked as a kid, which was stuff blowing up. I mean, I grew up with 2000 AD,
right.
The weekly British kid science fiction comic. First issue of that was February 1977. I remember that because it was around my birthday. And the only comics I'd seen was the very clean British stuff, and of course American superhero comics. And this was absolutely aimed at kids. It was what they called in those days a boy's paper. Back in the dimmer distant past. And you open the first page and you know, the big splash page illustration of a dinosaur opening up its mouth to show you a gob full of chewed up cowboy. And then you went to the centre spread, which was the only piece of colour apart from the cover and the entire comic, and there's a spaceship cracking open in the orbit of Jupiter and all the crew are spilling out and their stomachs are exploding in the vacuum. This was kids' comics. So when people ask me to do kids' stuff, I just write in, you know, stuff blowing up, people getting torn apart, and they say, no, you can't do this. This is what I read when I was 9.
What about the inspiration for the Atom going into Wonder Woman's cleavage?
That came out of a conversation I was having with those guys. I'm not that kind of conversation either. It was a weird thing. It was my first experience of really writing directly for American television. I sent them the script and they said, this is great. We've got a few notes for you. Can we call you? I said, well, it's going to be late. How long is it going to be? I said, well, we've only got a few notes. It should be about an hour. I said, how bad was this fucking script? You've got to give me an hour of notes. And I said, no. Usually we only use local writers because we have to bring them in for the entire day. Yeah, there and then I decided I wasn't going to be writing a lot of animation. And it just came up that it's probably part of the process of doing that kind of show. But the story editors in Justice League Unlimited are quite mad. And the cleavage thing came out of the conversation with just bullshitting. And then one of them says, you've got to put that in, man. I said, what, so you can take it out again? I said, no. We will defend the cleavage with our lives. Yeah?
Thanks.
Okay.